Joy Tactics.
The mirror episode.
You got it, Nate. You got it.
Well, no.
Hey, put the phone behind your head. Yeah, yeah. All the way, turn. You got to turn all the way around. And now put your.
Oh, yeah.
Get behind the actual computer.
Right.
Yeah, you got this.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. Now put it to you. Well, are you? Where are you, bro? Oh, there you are.
Hey.
Wow, the camera. Hey, man.
The most unlistenable start to the
episode. No, this is good. You're listening, we're figuring out the mirror setup for the mirror episode.
And we, yeah, it's cool.
I mean, I can't possibly keep this up.
Well, that's
you guys
what
have
Michael
stationary
Phelps
mirrors.
Thought. No, I'm holding this very steady, just with my hand.
Bailing.
And I'm standing.
Guys, welcome to the mirror episode. Welcome back to Joy Tactics, the only podcast where...
We dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and reading as many meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible.
And in this episode, we're doing mirrors.
Nate,
we're looking into the science of mirrors.
Oh shit!
What is mirror? Glass polished to the nth degree. Imagine polish being the first one to polish glass. Is glass right? Or it's what the fuck is mirrors?
Metal.
Magnets. How do they work? Remember that shit. Remember
that? I was too busy watching kids and fucked up shit.
Oh, shit.
There's probably other materials used to, but it's glass, yeah. Sand. It comes from the earth.
That's what I thought. But who was the first one to polish it so good that it could be reflective as such?
Was it he?
Wow. Jack's holding up a Viva La Bam DVD. Amazing.
Do you remember the first time you saw yourself in a mirror?
Yep.
When, where, and why?
September 11th, 2001. I had refused denied it my entire life.
You looked in the mirror, you woke up and you heard what happened and looked in the mirror.
I heard what happened. I looked in the mirror and I said, not on my watch. I ran from Washington, D.C. to New York. I guess there was one in D.C. though, so I didn't need, I'm just joking. So,
well, it's not the time, man. We're trying to talk about meters and real experiences, right, not jokes and improv. Dude. This isn't. You know what I'm saying? A different show.
All right. First time I looked in the mirror. Okay, great. Let me think. Yeah. Okay, I got it. You want me to be real?
Yeah.
I was probably 5 years old, and I'd put blue nail polish in my belly button.
Okay.
And I looked at that shit and I thought, I'm doing something right today.
Okay.
Yeah. Nate,
have you, man? You guys, what? The first time I remembered looking in the mirror was probably when I got hit in the face with a baseball by my dad. And he threw a baseball at my face. Not intentionally. We were just playing catch and I looked away, hit me in the, and I was looking at my face and my nose was all fucking bloody. And I think it's why I have this kind of like, you see this right here?
I think
that's what that is.
Yeah. That's strong. There's a lot of like Persian busts from the, 1000s.
Maybe it's natural.
Like
I don't know.
Maybe they were also hit in the head with a ancient Persian ball. Jack, I just got scared. I'm not kidding you. I thought someone else was in the room. I thought, who the fuck is that?
Well, that's
the power of mirrors.
That's a disability you just found out about.
I don't have any.
Have you guys ever looked in a mirror and said, who am I? Or who are you? Sort of.
I've said, why am I like this? Why did God make me like this?
In a positive way, Eric?
A couple times positive.
Like this.
Why did God fucking have to do me like this? Logan Paul?
No, we're leaving that in the Monday episode, man. Not saying that again. I'm not saying that shit.
Please sit on my face, man, please!
Please!
I do think that's a way of bullying them that they're not, you wouldn't be used to. You know what I'm saying? I do think that if we started doing that hella, they would be affected by it somehow.
I've kind of got their hair right now.
You kind of do, man. Huh. You kind of do.
The 34-year-old all had full 360 come over. This is the first ever 360 no scope come over.
Damn, you're entering into Donald Trump territory.
I have if this is the only part of my head that grows hair, and I just go that octopus.
Octopus.
Man, I want to lose it in front of a mirror. I want to lose
it.
You
can
lose
if you
control.
Look into it long enough.
What are you saying, Eric? You're about to.
I just have a very distinct memory of like being at my Nana's house. And all the adults were in the parlor, you know, the living room. And I was in her room with my brother, and we were watching High School Musical on the on her old CRTV. And she and I was watching it, and I kind of became obsessed with looking at Zac Efron. Not because I wanted to be like him, and I wanted to be in it. And I remember looking at him and then looking at myself in the mirror because I had long hair at the time. Looking at him, looking at myself in the mirror, and I'm like, could I get to that ever, and could I have that life? And that is such, for some reason, that's a memory I think about all the time. I was like, it was, I was locking in and at that moment to saying,
Eric, I feel like, I mean, I feel like we're really close friends, but I think that's the last piece of the puzzle that I needed.
I'm glad that I shared it.
That makes so much fucking sense.
I'm glad
everything
that it's going
to
be heard
is
by
to become what.
What he was.
He was.
I couldn't imagine. I was like, that must be the sickest fucking life of all time. And now he's an Ironclaw too, so you can't even say that he's not been a real actor.
They're doing a second one?
No, Ironclaw. He was in Ironclaw as well.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Damn, Ironclaw 2?
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Who's left?
Like, what? Well, that's what I was going to ask. Is
yeah.
Iron Finger?
Oh, do you think mirrors ever frightened anybody?
Bro.
Hell yeah.
Haunted house. Sure.
Oh,
infinity mirrors? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I remember the first time I held up a mirror into a mirror and I saw it go a million fucking universes go right behind me. I was like, I don't know if anyone's ever done this before. And what am I seeing into right now? You know what I'm saying?
You're scared.
Scyther double team. Yeah.
So, yeah, it is kind of
Scyther.
Scyther. Scyther, please sit on it.
Hey, come on, that's a bug, man. Scyther, that's a bug. Please. Nah, don't go there, bro. That's a bug.
But what would you do if you, if right, imagine this isn't a horror movie. You do that mirror thing, that mirror trick where you're seeing it's extending behind you. And one single person, one single version of you in the mirror goes like this. Hello, Eric.
Oh my.
Yeah,
and then fucking White Stripes starts playing.
I would fucking,
you would kill yourself
blow
immediately.
My brains out.
With
yeah.
What?
With my fucking concealed carry.
Oh, my fault.
Oh, I have a funny moment I can share.
Thank you.
It goes like this. I'm just kind of sharing some humiliations. I went to the gun range with two of my castmates. And I went and we had done some gun training in the morning for something else. And, but it wasn't with real guns. And so we went to a gun range because we wanted to shoot some guns. And we get there and, the guy's like, well, have any of you shot guns before? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, okay, because there's no instructors in the area. So you have to prove to us that you can safely load a firearm. And I was like, okay, what's the hard? He put the clip in, cock it back, safety off, fire. You know what I'm saying? Completely 100% accuracy, bullseye. And what he does is he hands me, he's like, which ones do you want? Which one do you want? You do 45, 30, I guess 35 is another one. So I'll take the 45 right there. Try it. He hands me the clip, an empty clip and a little bullet. You know what I'm saying? And I was supposed to press it in, load it like that, but I had no fucking.
You put it in the barrel.
No. I just held it like this. I held the clip and I held the bullet and I said, nah.
You didn't even try?
I was like, there's no fucking, how's this bullet going to fit in there? It's not the right shape. He might have handed me the wrong bullet. It was a tech.
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.